This is Aeneid Book 1, lines 124 to 134. And this first part is an indirect statement that actually has three different infinitives with it. So if you kind of look, you can see miscere, you see missam is missing the esse, and then there is refusa, which is also missing the esse. So we have one present passive infinitive and two perfect passives. And the main verb, you see Neptunus sensit. All right, so you have to figure out also what's the subject of each of these infinitives. So miscere is going with pontum. The missam, that am, is telling you accusative singular feminine, so that has to go with hiemem. And then refusa is going with stagna, which is accusative plural neuter. All right, so starting with sense unit number one, interia, just meanwhile, in the meantime, Neptunus sensit, Neptune perceived, sensed, felt. So make sure you're noticing that that is a simple past. So that's going to affect your infinitives for your indirect statement. So Neptune perceived, sensed, felt that the pontum miscere, that the sea was being mixed up, was being disturbed. Magno murmure, with a great murmur. Emissumque hymen, and there again is the essay, that a winter storm had been sent out. Okay, because past with past had been sent out. Et imis vadis, and this is kind of a weird one. This can be an ablative of separation or a date of a direction. So I kind of put it in between the two infinitives because it could be that a winter storm had been sent out from the deepest depths, that a storm had been sent out, and that the stagna refusa and that the still waters had been poured back to the deepest depths. Okay. All of this he is watching, and he is being described as commotus graviter, gravely disturbed. Okay, so he is seeing all of this stuff, and he is deeply disturbed. At alto prospiciens, and looking out over the deep, placidum caput extulit, he lifted his tranquil head, his placid head. Summa onda, from the top of a wave. Disjectum classem aeneae videt, he sees the fleet of Aeneas scattered. And where is it scattered? Toto aequore, on the whole sea. And the oppressus Troias, and he sees the Trojans oppressed, overwhelmed by what? Fluctibus, by the waves. And the ruina Kylie, and by the destruction, the ruin of the sky, which of course is just another hyperbole, because has the sky been destroyed? No. Definitely not pretty blue, white clouds or anything, but definitely not destroyed. Nec doli et ira unones, nor the tricks and the anger of Juno lie hidden. Okay, so that nec could kind of go with the latuere there. So basically the tricks and the anger of Juno were not hidden from her fratrum, from her brother. So basically is telling us, hey, he knows exactly who started this. Iorum zephyrum quae vocat, he calls the Eurus and the Zephyr, ad se, to him. Literally to himself, but just to him. De hinc, then, talia fatur, he says such things. Tantane fiducia, did such great confidence, such great trust. Generis vestri, of your origin, of your people, vos tenuit, hold you. Like, basically, are you so confident in your divine origin? Okay, very sarcastic question here. But did such great confidence of your origin or of your people hold you? Yam Winti now wins. Audatis miscere, you dare to stir up, to disturb, to mix. Kailum terumque, the sky and the land. Which again could be considered a hyperbole, because really, is it the whole heavens and all the land? No. But you dare to disturb the sky and the land, sino me numine, without my authority, without my say-so. Et tollere tantas moles, and to lift up such great masses. All right, so basically he is about to rip into them. The next part beyond this is where he sends them back to Iolas with a message to basically stay in your own lane, stay out of my realm. All right, so going back to Sense Unit number 1. Meanwhile, Neptune sensed that the sea was being mixed up with a great murmur, and gravely disturbed, he sensed that a storm had been sent out and that still waters had been poured back to the deepest depths. And looking out over the deep, he lifted his tranquil head from the top of a wave. He sees the fleet of Aeneas scattered on the whole sea, and he sees the Trojans oppressed by the waves and by the ruin of the sky. The tricks and anger of Juno were not hidden from her brother. He calls the Eurus and the Zephyr to him. Then he says such things. Does such great confidence of your origin hold you? Now, winds, you dare to disturb the sky and the land without my permission, and to raise up such great burdens. All right, so that was 124 to 134.